Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got something to say I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about the Paycheck Protection Program, which is part of the CARES Act. And as you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, and that's what's going on right now. Folks, I want to encourage you to do two things, to take two steps if you haven't already. Some of you have been listening to me. You may have already done this, but I want to repeat this. I still want you to go to if you're a small business owner and you, I don't care what your condition is. I don't care if you're in dire straits or if you're in, or if you're flush. I want you to go to the SBA.gov website and click on the top page, the link of the page, and apply for an economic injury disaster plan loan. It'll actually turn, you'll be able to check a grant box there. I want you to apply for that. It doesn't take 2 hours like the form may say. It takes about 15 minutes. They'll ask you a handful of questions about your business, most of which you already know, and then you process it, let it go. I've applied for one so I could tell you about it. I have to say, I haven't heard. It's been about 2.5 weeks since I applied, and I haven't heard anything from them. I hope I do, just so I can report back to you. But this is taking, that one's taking longer than I hoped it would. But I still want you to apply. You still need, I don't want you to think, they'll never give me the money. I don't want to take any money from the government. I don't want you to think that. I want you to apply. You can always give it back to them if you want to, but I'm going to tell you in a minute why you shouldn't. So that's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to go contact your banker. If you haven't already, many of you already have. I'll talk about that in a minute. Make sure you contact your banker and apply for the Paycheck Protection Program loan/grant. This is a transaction that will be guaranteed by the SBA. It's part of the $350 billion that they've set aside. I think some people say $349, some people say $370. It's a lot of money, but it's still not going to be enough. They already know that. I told you it wasn't going to be enough 3 weeks ago. And so apply for that. You go to your banker, and you say this: I'm being negatively impacted by the coronavirus. I need a CARES Act loan. I need a disaster loan, and they'll give you the forms. By the way, you can go on their website. Go on your bank website, especially the community banks. I know this is the case. Go on their website. The forms, you can download the forms. Some of them you can fill out online. You still need to download it because you'll have to initial a bunch of places and sign a bunch of places, and put the correct documents. The form documentation will tell you what connecting documents you need to associate documents, like your 941s, your W-2s. You'll need to connect those to this, attach those to that, and hand deliver a hard copy to your bank. They'll meet you at the door. You can stick them in the drive-up window. They'll take the form from you. They'll process them, and then you'll be called when you're approved. And you will have to be approved. You'll have to prove with your employee identification number that you're a going concern, that you have employees, and that's what the Paycheck Protection Program is for. So you can continue to make payroll. If you lay your people off, you can get the money, but you got to pay it back. I'll talk about that again in a minute. So apply, please apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. And it's 2.5 times whatever your payroll is. There's a formula. It's real easy. It's your payroll plus a few other little things. It's in the formula. I'm not going to give it to you right now. It's all right there. You can do the math. It's easy. It's fourth grade math once you have the numbers that you need to do the math with. Whatever that number is, whatever that monthly number is, You multiply that by 2.5, and the form does it for you. Multiply it by 2.5, that's the, your loan amount, and you'll turn in your loan amount, but the bank will check behind you to make sure you do the right thing, and they'll round it down to the lower 100 number. So if your thing is, if your loan amount is $43,565, they'll lower it down to $43,500. So that'll be your loan, and you'll sign for that. There'll be a loan closing, just like if you went to a loan closing at the bank for anything else. They'll, when you're approved, they'll let you know you were approved. Then they'll schedule you for an appointment to come in and to go to the loan closing. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. It'll be, you know, distancing. Maybe there'll be a window between you. I don't know, but there's I haven't seen one of those yet. But you'll go to the loan closing, when you leave the loan closing, they'll give you a check for that $43,500 or whatever the number is. They'll give you a check for that amount of money. Deposit it in your account. I wasn't sure about that until recently. Deposit it in your business account. Use that money to make payroll over the next 2 months. Now, the 0.5%, the 2.5% of the 2.5%, that's for rent, utilities, interest on mortgage payments, things like that. Use the money to pay for some of those things, too. Use the money for that, because down the road, a month from now, 6 months from now, not a month, 6 months to 12 months from now or so, you'll be asked to confirm that you use that money for those things. And if you did, and if no more than 25% of it is used for the other things, not payroll, then you can. They will allow you to choose that the money will come to you as a grant. You don't have to pay it back with even no interest. It's happy birthday. If you can prove to them that you did that, they'll say, would you like this to be a grant? You can say yes, and it'll be a grant. So let me tell you why, and folks, let me say this. Well, I'll talk about this in a minute after the break. But let me say this. Even if you don't need the money, even if you've got enough money to make payroll on your own, apply for the loan and use it. You can always give it back down the road. Today you may not need it. You might need it in 6 months. You might need it in 9 months. Think about it like that. You just need to take the money and deposit it. And down the road, if you still didn't need it, if you want to, you can turn down the grant. You can call it a loan and pay them back. That's up to you. Take the money, deposit it, and use it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.